Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Nate Gross, Policy Director at Nebraska Family Alliance, joins me in the NFA studio today. Nate, we're talking about the proposed health education standards. We've been hearing from hundreds of concerned parents that they oppose these standards.
Karen, it has been absolutely amazing to see the wave of opposition that has been pushing back against these health standards proposed by our own Department of Education. And so we are continuing to help equip and empower parents, grandparents, families, teachers to continue making their voice heard because this issue is so important. This directly impacts the lives of children in Nebraska and the rights of parents as the first educator of their own children. And so we're trying to encourage people to continue standing up and speaking out for what is right, because it is making a big difference.
You may be listening and wondering, well, just what are in these proposed standards? We've made it simple for you. Go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and you can read the standards there. You can also reach out to your state board of education member and let them know that you oppose these standards. So, Nate, what's next?
So we are continuing to wait for a new draft of these health standards from the Department of Education. We expect to get that second draft of the standards sometime later this fall, at which point the public can weigh in again about these standards. And so we want to encourage people, again, if you haven't, make sure you contact your member of the State Board of Education and express your opposition to the proposed health standards, but also contact your local school board and encourage your local school board to stand firm in opposing the proposed health standards.
Once again, go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Please check the one pager that will give you action steps, how to contact the state board members and your local board members, a printed copy to share with your friends, and to join the NFA e-network so you can stay up to date on information, and most importantly, to pray that the State Board of Education will hear what the people of Nebraska have to say.